Distorted View Daily proudly presents Great Moments in Tech Support Phone Calls.
Okay, well, what you want me to do? I'm trying to help you, ma'am. If you just let me check the reset. I can't counsel from here. I'm not able to do that.
Well, who can? Who is a human being can cancel my account today?
If you just let me check some resources, should try to help you out. You're not giving
me a chance. I don't suppose you'd be willing to call me back because I'm sick of paying the phone bills.
But you're not giving me a chance to try to help you. Just keep
trying. You're going to put me on hold and I'm just going to rack up more phone bills.
But how am I helping you if I can't find a resource? What can I do? What can I do? I'm trying to help you, ma'am. Could you just calm down?
I am in district court on Monday. Just forget it, okay? Just fucking forget it. Fuck, eat shit and die, you fucker!
Beautiful goddamn fucking cock.
Double rainbow all the way across the sky.
Nigger clone.
Gaping hole.
I want to be an asshole.
It's like I'm walking on sunshine.
Briggs Tibetan with you back to kick off a new week of programs. This right here is Distorted View Daily. Thank you so much for joining me. Got a great program. I hope all you guys got to watch DVDA this past Friday. We did it live. If you're paying members and you missed it, the show is now posted on the feed over there on the sideshow. So watch the entire hour of that stupidity. I also posted a video on YouTube to give you guys just a taste of what you missed. Specifically, pig slave Norma Jean. Yes, he's a new U-tard I discovered. If you thought bi slave Rob Peters was fucking creepy, this guy, slave to Victoria, wears a pig mask, like a pig head. Squeals. There he is. He's just about as old as...
Hi, it's Pig Norma Jean.
Rob Peters. And I gotta say, he's even more creepy. He has a tattooed bra.
I am the owned property of Madame Victoria, my supreme goddess. Hmm. I exist as slave Norma Jean to serve and worship my owner, Madame Victoria. I am her property, her chattel, and I'm hers to do with as she chooses.
You're a worthless slut is what you are.
I'm a worthless, pathetic piece of shit.
Oh, I'm sorry. A worthless, pathetic piece of shit. Look, I'm not going to play the whole thing. Check out youtube.com/distortedviewshow. I think it's like an 11-minute clip where we introduce you to Norma. What's his name? Norma Jean? He calls himself Slave to Victoria as well. Now, listen, what I find interesting, he's got about 12 videos posted on YouTube. But what I really love about YouTube now is you can see what people have favorited. So you can see Slave to Victoria's favorite videos. And that's where I discovered someone who may even be better than Slave to Victoria in the fucking weird department. We've got another submissive slut who is owned by a mistress. This one, and I just, when I heard him talk, I thought, oh, I cannot wait for today's program, because this sissy fag has a speech impediment. Ding, ding, ding. It does not get better than that, right? All right, so here we go. This is drag queen Barbie doll getting collared. I guess it's a big deal when your mistress finally collars you, because it kind of means, you know, you're the mistress's property, I guess.
So today is a very special day for my dear pet Barbie. Today Barbie gets her collar.
Yay!
I'm so excited.
Woohoo! I'm excited too.
Now,
you can kind of hear that. I'm excited too. He sounds pretty dim. You know what I mean? I cannot wait to get my collar on. What cartoon character is that?
I did too.
Okay, here we go.
Excited.
Woo-hoo! I'm excited too.
I'm so excited.
Now, Barbie, as I put this on, explain to our dear viewers what exactly a collar means.
Yes, and go into great detail. I don't care how long it takes. Just keep talking.
A collar is a thimble of dedication.
It's a thimble? That doesn't make any sense. Why is a collar a thimble? And, you know.
Thimble of dedication.
Oh, a symbol. Okay, thank you, Cindy Brady.
A collar is a symbol of dedication, of worship, of ownership. That once this collar is on, just like a wedding band in marriage, this is a wedding band to show the significance that you own.
Significance.
I am your property and off limits to anybody else. Nobody else is allowed. Only you. Mm-hmm. You have me collared.
And look at that. Here we go. Collaring my dear Barbie. Making her all mine.
Oh,
no women ever.
No women ever again. Ever in your life.
Only dedicated.
Was it really that big of a deal? I can't imagine this guy is getting a lot of pussy.
To you.
You are now the property of the princess.
Barbie and the princess. I love it because he can't say the word princess. Princess or mistress. He has issues with all of those words. All right, I've got one more video from this guy. This is where he's being fed dog food. Once again, this features Barbie doll and the mistress, princess.
Opening Barbie's special dinner. Yum, yum.
My dog food.
Your dog food.
You know, even when he's saying words that wouldn't show off his lisp, like, you know, words with a lot of S's or something, he just sounds dumb.
Yum, yum.
My dog food.
My dog food.
Your dog food. Let's see.
He's retarded. I got to post this up on Reddit.
Have some of this every night.
Every night's my
dinner. Every night. Chicken and brown rice formula.
Dog. Yum.
So tasty. Is it yummy?
I'm sure it's going to be yummy.
Oh, I'm sure you're going to like it.
I like this one because this isn't really a mean mistress. I mean, what she's having him do is kind of, you know, cunty. But she's not, you know, verbally being mean to him.
And we will have different types of dog food each night.
Fantastic.
Why, no, you don't get to dictate that. Now, see, that's where the mistress should have really spoken up. No, I'll give you whatever fucking dog food I want. If I want to switch it up, we'll switch it up.
Until I find out which one tastes the worst. And that'll be my staple.
Indeed.
I don't know if this girl's really into it, quite frankly. Yeah, okay, whatever.
I like to torture you, so. Whatever is the worst will be what you get.
And you're going to have fun doing it.
Oh, I'm going to love it.
And every night.
Doesn't that look good?
Whoa!
Doesn't that look fantastic?
Ugh.
Yum. Mm.
Oh.
I want you to tell me how yummy it is.
Oh, God.
Oh, that smell.
Oh. That smell is...
It's wet dog food, obviously.
Yeah.
Nice big, not big, a big spoonful.
One. A big one.
Ah.
Oh, there it goes.
Mmm. Is it yummy? Tell me it's yummy.
It's yummy.
I want to be convincing. Your dinner, is it yummy? I picked it out special for you.
It's yummy. It's very yummy. Oh! Oh!
Oh! Well, if it's that yummy, have another bite.
No.
Here comes the yummier plate. Your yummy dinner.
Dinner.
Big bite. Ah. Don't taste it. Eat it.
Yeah. Oh.
Delicious.
He's gonna have to start gagging soon.
Oh.
There's no way he's gonna be able to take this whole can of food.
Is it yummy?
It's yummy.
So good.
Let's just fast forward and see how far he gets. I know some of it's gotta come up. Oh. Oh, here it comes.
Oh.
Yep. He's spitting it out.
He gave a little bit of dog food on your lips.
Oh. Oh my God. Oh.
It's good, isn't it?
Oh.
Eat it.
Oh God.
Eat it.
No.
Lick it off the floor.
Oh, Jesus. All right, you get the idea. put a link on Facebook and maybe Reddit and stuff. Distorted Views Reddit. So you can check out Drag Queen Barbie Doll for yourself. Moving on now.
Also tonight, Drag Queen Bingo.
No, enough drag queens for one day. Moving on, you know, one of my favorite things in porn for some reason, and you don't see it a lot, we featured it a few times here on Distorted View, when girls snort cum like cocaine. I don't know, I think it's hilarious.
Should you
lie?
Lick it off.
All right, so a guy just blew his load on some sort of cardboard thing.
Fine? There's a straw right there. Hard.
She's gonna cut up the cum cane.
Okay. Well, I think I need to go to CA.
Cum Anonymous. You ever been there?
Cum Anonymous.
You retired?
I think the reason why I love cum snorting so much is like you can really hear the globs of cum as it's being sucked in the nostrils.
No, I think I'm fucked for my life.
All right, let's just stop talking, whore. And fast forward to the actual snorting. Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Cheers.
Cheers to victory.
Got little straws.
Drop between them.
Oh.
The home player. Wow. Uh-oh, here it goes. Look what she's going to do. Out through the nose.
How the fuck do you do that?
She put all that
snort.
Up.
I don't want to do that, man. Drip. I can't do that.
So she just, I don't know if she blew a snot rocket of cum out of her nose or if it went in her mouth, but she spit it out in between her tits and then pushed her breast together and slurped it up again.
Shit, I'm not that talented.
That a girl.
I need to get lessons for a moment.
This slut knows tricks.
Don't work on.
Yeah.
Just currently, right?
Wow, true cum addict.
Yep. Real quick, a couple more clips. The first one you may have heard something about because it's kind of hitting the news in a hard, hard way. Republican Representative Todd Akin on Monday apologized for some remarks he made regarding abortion. This should be good. All right, let's take a listen to the remarks made on some local news, like Fox affiliate, right? All right.
Okay, so if an abortion could be considered in a case of, say, a tubal pregnancy or something like that, what about in the case of rape? Should it be legal or not?
Well, you know, people always want to try and make that as one of those things. Well, how do you slice this particularly tough sort of ethical question?
So far, it seems reasonable. He's, you know, pussyfooting around, being very sensitive.
Sort of ethical question. It seems to me, first of all, from what I understand from doctors, that's really rare. If it's a legitimate rape, the female body has ways to try to shut that whole thing down. But
what?
Let's assume that...
I'm sure if any of you guys have tried to rape a girl, you've heard the sirens going off in her pussy. Wah, wah, intruder, intruder.
If it's a legitimate rape, the female body has ways to try to shut that whole thing down. But let's
why rape feels so good for the guy. It's because the pussy's shutting down around the penis. It gets very tight. What the hell is this guy talking
about?
From
what I understand from doctors, that's really rare. If it's a legitimate rape...
Dr. Phil, maybe?
The female body has ways to try to shut that whole thing down. But let's assume that maybe that didn't work or something.
Yeah, let's assume for a second... Your lady, you know, your body is dysfunctional and doesn't automatically... expel the jizz that has been forcibly shot into your twat.
You know, I think there should be some punishment, but the punishment ought to be in the rapist and not attacking the child.
Well, right, but the issue here is that you've got a woman who doesn't want to be a mom and whose child is going to be half rapist. Are you suggesting that we give the child to the rapist? Is that how we're going to punish him? Like, you're going to be stuck with the kid, not the woman. All right, so there you go. I don't know what this guy was thinking. I don't know what experts and what doctors he's talked to, but he has had to make an apology for his retarded comments. Of course, Obama had to chime in. He's going to take an opportunity to comment on this. He basically said, look, ladies, rape is rape, right? Am I right, sisters? Right, so he's trying to get all the women on his side. And then he adds that... this is why we shouldn't have a bunch of politicians, a majority of whom are men, making healthcare decisions on behalf of women, because men are so stupid. They don't understand how the female body works. All right, so there you go. I thought that was kind of funny. And finally, let's get back to what Distorted View is all about. Pussy squirts. It ain't piss, it's squirt. In this scene, we've got three ladies of the lesbian variety, and one is about to gush.
Yeah, you dirty little fucking whore.
It's like a fucking fire hydrant in between her legs. Do you hear that? Wait. Let me see when it starts. Right now, right. Can you hear that spray? It's like someone shook a bottle of 7-Up and, you know, like, squirting it out of her pussy. Her cunt is carbonated, I think.
Oh my god, she likes all that fucking juice.
Yep, all that fucking juice. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Yes, guys, if you are not Sideshow members, what's wrong with you? Help support the program. It's very inexpensive, $6.99 a month. That's all it takes. Or if you'd like to pay for a yearly, that monthly cost comes out to like $5-something. So it's very cheap. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. We've been at this since December 2004. So there are thousands of shows for you to listen to. Plus, every week we do extended programs like the one I have for you tomorrow. Thursday, I'll be back with an exclusive program just for paying members. And of course, don't forget, DVDA archives are available only on the Sideshow. Sign up right now, Super Freak Sideshow. All right, three very quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. I'm not going to lie to you. It was a slow weekend for news. I'm forced to talk about face condoms. And sadly, this has nothing to do with sex. In China, it's the height of the tourist season for Qingdao's famed beaches. But while many of the town's visitors want to enjoy the sand and water, they're not so wild about sunbathing. So they often resort to a local tradition of the facekini. Not the bikini, the facekini. A sort of light cloth version of a ski mask. Today's album artwork features the face kini. To me, it kind of looks like a gimp mask, or maybe like a superhero's mask or something. I don't know. Often paired with a long sleeve shirt, the face kini reportedly costs from $2.40 to $4. Many residents simply make their own out of old cloth. It makes you look insane. Like, it's very scary. There's like two little eye holes and then a slit for your mouth. Apparently, the head cover reflects an ancient sentiment in China, like numerous other countries, a terror of tanning. Dun, dun, dun. In many cultures, a tan doesn't imply health and leisure, as it often does in Western advertising. We talked about this recently on the show. Instead, it's seen as a connection to outdoor work and peasantry. Preserving one's pale skin, the thinking goes, implies that you lead a pampered, successful life. This is why I need to get the hell out of the United States. When people look at me, they think I'm sickly. I've got cancer or something. Close to death. No, I'm translucent because I'm that wealthy. Pampered. All right, of course, there's another way to accomplish the goal of not getting any sun and, you know, taking a dip. That's just to, you know, visit an indoor pool. And that's what a lot of Chinese folks are doing, by the tens of thousands, actually. But even that has created a stir. Apparently, there have been photos taken and posted on the web of some of these water parks and pools, and they look like they have very unsanitary conditions. It's China, of course, it's going to be unsanitary. The Chinese bulletin board site TT Mop posted several photos showing thousands of people enjoying the very close proximity to one another. More than one commenter on the story had the same idea: dense phobia. I just clicked on the link here to these pictures that they're referring to. It really is shocking. I mean, I'm looking at the pictures. You can't swim. Everyone's just standing there because they're like shoulder to shoulder. That's not fun at all. You know, one person takes a shit in that pool, it's over. No fun for anyone. Although you wouldn't even know it because you can't even see the water. All of that just to avoid a golden brown complexion. Apparently you Asians are content with a Dijon mustard complexion. All right, I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Second story we have for you today. This is a very short one from Baltimore. Breaking news! Authorities say a man broke into a Salisbury home. I'm hungry for steak. Stripped down to his underwear and cooked a chicken pot pie. Okay. It happened at about 10:25 p.m. Wednesday when the homeowner heard someone banging on his door. The homeowner called 911 and then hid upstairs. Pussy. Police say 22-year-old Russell E. Neff broke into the home and took off most of his clothing. Well, if you're going to cook a chicken pot pie, you want to be in the nude. Officers say they found him sitting in a living room chair using the TV remote control. Not the TV, just the remote control. Officers say Neff was also baking a pot pie he found in the kitchen. Neff has been charged with burglary and other offenses. So there you go. Like I said, it was a very slow weekend for news. Final story we have for you today. This one comes from Michigan. A 37-year-old man was hospitalized in Grand Rapids on Sunday after suffering several stab wounds he claimed resulted from a fall on a knife. Okay. According to medical dispatch traffic, around 8:30 p.m. Sunday, the man suffered 3 stab wounds to his neck and back. He just kept falling on that knife over and over, forwards and backwards. The placement of the wounds suggested to medical personnel they were not self-inflicted. Grand Rapids Police Lieutenant Matt Ostapkowitz, I don't know how to pronounce that, said an officer was sent to Spectrum Health Butterworth Hospital. Now I want pancakes. I want steak and pancakes. All right, to interview him. He claimed he fell on a knife. I don't know. I'm so stupid. I'm sorry.
Mrs. Butterworth, why do you taste so good?
Because I'm black.
Sorry. I'm a hankering for pancakes. Is that a word? I mean, do people in other countries know what that word means? Hankering. I have a hankering. I don't even... Where does that come from? Hankering. Hankering. Like, if you're from England, you know what that means? Have you ever heard that before? I can't imagine someone with a British accent saying hankering. Governor... I don't know how to do a British accent. Right, you got a hankering. I can't see. That doesn't make any sense. No one would say that in England. What? Where am I at? All right. Yes, he claimed he fell on a knife he was working with, but he's also being uncooperative, says Ostrowitz. We don't necessarily believe his story right now, so there you go. All right, that, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Yes, guys, don't forget, we've got a post office box, so if you'd like to send me some snail mail or presents, whatever, money, just whatever, money is really what I'm looking for. P.O. Box 211072, Columbus, Ohio, 43221. Again, that's Distorted View, P.O. Box 211072, Seabus, Ohio, 43221. All right, now it's time for my favorite part of the show. This is where I get to hear from you directly. All right, speak to me loudly and clearly.
Hey, Timmy, it's Hinkley from New Hampshire.
Good.
Giving you a call because I wanted to know something.
All right.
When you open up the show and you're like, hey, freaks, and sometimes you just go right into the show or just talk about stuff and it's just like any other show. Once in a while, though, you start it up by saying, welcome to Distorted View. We play all this types of audio.
Like, yeah.
You know, you go through a whole thing as if we had never heard the show before. And I was curious to know if that's something you do because iTunes told you you got a big spike in subscribers or something you just randomly do just to change it up. Wasn't sure.
Well, you know, I do it to change it up every once in a while, because we're always getting new listeners, and sometimes, you know, we like to reset everything and just explain why we are all here. Sometimes it's because I'm doing an advertising push or something. Maybe I was advertising on Something Awful or Reddit that week, and I felt like we were getting a lot of new listeners, so it's both reasons, I guess.
Sharon Markowski in person, you're speaking. I haven't called in a while, but I have a suggestion for you. So this isn't a complaint. This is, again, as I said, it's a suggestion.
Oh, God, here we go.
But one of the reasons why I haven't signed up for the sideshow, I used to be signed up, but for some reason it just stopped, and I haven't really bothered to do it. But I don't like going into my computer to download podcast. I really don't have the opportunity to that often. It's not that I don't like to, it's that I really can't. And that pretty much, I've switched over to my iPhone.
Okay.
Completely. And I haven't really found out if there is a way to get a special feed.
Yes, there is a way to do that.
Feed into my actual iPhone.
Well, I think you'd have to use a separate app. You have to, but I mean, that's okay because, you know, everyone has tons of apps or whatever. There are apps out there that allow you to enter, you know, for podcasts, that let you enter a podcast feed that is password protected. I don't remember specifically what those apps are. Maybe someone on our Reddit or Facebook page can list some good iOS and Android podcasting apps. For you there. But yeah, I know a lot of people nowadays are not even using their computer at all for this shit. It's just all mobile. That's one of the reasons why I wanted to make the Distorted View iPhone app. But I just, you know, I gotta come up with the cash first and pay the developer to make it. Yes, next caller.
Hey, Tim, this is CD, your Juggalo Christian Republican site.
Juggalo.
I'm listening to the episode where you played the clip of the man burning Cheerios because apparently gay.
Yeah.
And you asked the question if Fruit Loops were made by
General Mills. Or was that, maybe that's a Kellogg's product?
No, that's a Kellogg's product.
And how is the Kellogg's company with the gays?
But there are Fruity Cheerios.
Oh, yeah.
So,
you know, I just saw that there are there's a new product, multi-grain Cheerios, so it's healthy, infused with peanut butter. I'm all over that. I'm a big peanut butter freak.
Juggalo, Timmy Boo. The best place to hide from a nigger, it's not in the swimming pool aisle. It's where you find the job application.
All right. Thank you very much. It's our racist caller.
Jagu, and happy birthday, Cubic Laser Wolf.
Thank you.
I was just leaving my job and passed through the...
Speaking of Reddit, someone posted some Cubic Laser Wolf artwork on Reddit.
...dining room when I spotted a family of eight in the classification Junta Quinteis Eat That Watermelonus.
Huh.
And I have never thought that blacks had an odor until I passed this table.
Maybe it's just them. Why do you have to lump all blacks in with that odor?
I must have been walking around all day, so it must have, like, built up in their pores and now is just seeping out through the AC that's hitting their fucking skin.
Wow.
And I can only describe it as typical body odor, but with, like, a fucking...
Typical TBO.
...fume quality that's reminiscent of, like, old gasoline. Like, not, like, sweet-smelling, like, fucking, like, that alcohol feeling in the back of your nostrils that just... And I swear to God, it was just permeating off of the table like an invisible fucking rubber bonfire. Oh, it made me fucking gag. And still does just thinking about it, dude.
Wow.
I had a speed walk past the fucking...
Those sound like very stinky people.
Hey, Tim, it is Sir Roivus, and I'm calling in not because it's any normal day, but because on this day 10 years ago, I lost my virginity.
Hey, congratulations. I can't believe you remember that date.
And to celebrate this day, I... creep into the houses of people.
You must have really thought you were never going to get laid, because to remember that, the date and time and everything, that is crazy.
Well, I'm having sex with and hide cherry-flavored treats under their bed. Yep, I'm creepy like that.
Wait, hold on.
This day, I creep into the houses of people I'm having sex with and hide cherry-flavored treats under their bed. Yep, I'm creepy like that. Anyway, also, to celebrate this day, I would want to request that the next Sextastic Classic Edition you do, you play the Necrophiliac Plague Porn.
Necrophiliac Plague Porn. I'll have to look that up. If I can find it, I will play it.
Sextastic Tuesday. It's the one I love the most and the one that my...
I feel we should play it. I mean, it's a very special day for Sir Royfus.
You're having sex and you like most...
He got laid 10 years ago.
10, 9, 8, 7...
Oh God, what's going to happen? What do you think is going to happen when he gets to 0?
3, 2, 1. Nigger.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Hey, Tim, what's up? It's White Sword.
Hi, White Sword.
Listening to you talk about...
White Sword, longtime listener of DV. I remember him, like, from the first year of the program.
Donations and stuff with a sideshow.
What?
You know, buddy, I've been listening to you since...
Wait a second. Was I asking for donations? I mean, I wouldn't put it past me.
Donations and stuff with a sideshow. You know, buddy, I've been listening to you since Tell Me days, and I hate to say it, but I won't ever be a donating member.
Thank
you. The very fact that I want you to get a job, because some of my favorite stories from you are when you had a job, and I remember one that you were talking about, something about chips, like somebody was eating your chips at work. I just remember you just freaking out about that, going off on a whole episode about people eating your food at work.
Really?
I want you to get a job so you have to interact with work people again.
And yeah.
So when you come back to
I don't
the
like
show,
that. I don't like that idea at all. Bad. Bad White Sword. All right. So I was freaking out over someone eating my chips. All right. Someone, please find that episode. I would be interested to hear that. All right. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortiveview.com. Distortiveview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you at 206-666-4463. That's 206-660. God, you know, God.
A collar is a thimble of dedication.
Spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. You can also listen to us on Stitcher. Don't forget about DV Radio. You can listen to it on your iPhone or desktop computer. Hours and hours, days worth of Distorted View episodes, one after another. It'll rot your brain right out. Very, very quickly. All right, we'll see you back tomorrow for the Big Tuesday Show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Mrs. Butterworth's is twice as thick, and it's made with
horse urine.